continuing Chayadim Klal Lamed, and we're learning Simen Yud. So Simen Yud deals with the lachas of saying Modim the Rabbanan. Kashigia Hashatz the Modim, when the Chazan gets to the, in Chazar Hashatz, he gets to the Brach of Modim, Chayabim Hakol Lishkos Imoy. Everybody has to bow with him. So the first point he says that besides saying the Tefillah of Modim, there's a chiyuv to bow together with the Chazan. It's not appropriate when the Chazan is bowing that the people are not bowing as well. That's the first point. We're being bowing in an act of submission and in gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next thing that the Chayadim says is that the bowing should be the same type of bowing that a person does during Shemoneh Esrei, not just a little bend of his head, but a full bow. This is actually a discussion. Rav Avad Yosef's son, Rav David Yosef, has a sefer, Halacha Brura, which he has a long arichus. He brings many makaras that would say that a person does not need to bow a full bow, like in Shemoneh Esrei, but rather just a minimal bow is sufficient. The Mishnah Brura does not really weigh in on this issue. So it's not clear exactly what is appropriate to do, what a person has to do. According to Chayyadim, a person should bow a full bow. And we say the tefillah, which is referred to as Moedim Derabbanan. Now, why is it called Moedim Derabbanan? It's an interesting name. So the Gemara in Saita, the Gemara says when the Chazan would get to Moedim, the Gemara says that various different Amoroyim would say different phrases. One would say this phrase, one would say that phrase. And the more it goes through all these different phrases that they would say, and the more it says, you know what, we're going to say all of them. So the tefillah which we have, which we refer to as Moedim Derabbanan, is actually a combination of all of the different tefillahs that the Gemara says that the different Amoraim said. We combine it together into one paragraph, and we call it it's the Moedim of all of those rabbis that each one said their own nusach. We're going to say the Moedim of all of the rabbis. So it's called Moedim Derabbanan because it's a combination of all of the tefillahs that the different Amoraim said. Etc. When we say Moedim Anatoloch Shatuhu Hashem, when you get to Hashem's name, a person has to straighten himself up. Like we say the same thing, a person says Moedim, says Barucha to Hashem. When you get to Hashem's name, you have to be Zoykev, or we also have to be Zoykev. Umesayim, at the end of the paragraph of Moedim, the Rabbanon, it says Baruch Keel Hahoida Ois. The Yerushalmi's nusach is Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Hahoida Ois. The Gra brings that the correct hipassans like the Yerushalmi, the person is actually chosim the tefillah of Moedim with Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Hahoida Ois, the tefillah of Moedim Rabbanon. But Chayalim is passing, we do not do like that. Umesayim below shame. We do not say Baruch Ata Hashem. We do not say Hashem's name at the end. Rak Baruch Kel Hahoidois. We just say the Tefillah of Kel Hahoidois without the, and that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. That we just say Baruch without saying it, without a Chasima. Kshiyomer Baruch Yishcha Gamkein. Now when you say the words Baruch at the end, a person should bow. As well, Menirli Kisharmer Kel Yizkev Baruch Kel Hahoda Ois. So just like when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you bow down by Baruch and you come up and you say Hashem's name. Kel being the name of Kadosh Baruch, a person should bring himself back up. He should be standing erect. The Shulchan Aruch brings that there is a minute to bow at the end of the paragraph as well, just like we bow at the beginning. But the Chayyadim is adding this point of saying the name of Hashem of Kael, you have to be Zoykev. This is not found in the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah or the Mishnah Berurah, this requirement of being Zoykev by Kael. V'yeshavim kol nusach b'shchiyah. The Ramah brings an opinion which says that your person remains bowing for the whole for the whole tefillah moedim derabbanan. The Gros says not to do that. The Bir Halacha comes out that the Iker Minig is not to say the whole thing b'shchiya, but it seems to be according to the Ramah that the Minig is at the end the person should be shoycha. Some people do not have the Minig to bow at the end; they only bow at the beginning. And that's there is such a Minig as well, but the Minig that the Ramah brings, the person should bow at the end as well. One question which comes up is regards to the Hug of the Shatz, that the Shatz should be saying Moedim in a way that the Tzibur could hear it. And we need to talk about that. Meshim will talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.